Hey, this is Matthew, living in a refugee camp from Everest. I'm going to go out and check the last village before I can get in the last village. I'm going to come out and send me the mobile thing from the litter. So hopefully this is a good photo in terms of the signal. Probably not in terms of execution and delivery. But nevertheless, I've just spent the last few days down in Pengbache, and this is just to basically rest and build up some strength with the high amounts of oxygen in Pengbache, which is about 2,000 metres lower than base camp. And so it's really good for just building up the strength, ready for the summit push on Everest. So basically, just spend the time in Pengbache, eating and drinking and resting, and that's about it. Just doing as little as possible and building up that strength again that we've lost from the high altitude, which basically oxygen, or lack of oxygen, just saps energy from your body, and things like cuts and sores just don't heal because there is so little oxygen, so you're just able to survive up at base camp and then higher on the mountain. If you're down in Pengbache, it's really good to just recover. And now back in Gorakshep, since the last stop, which is about away from base camp, feeling really strong, which is really fine. So basically, I come back now because the weather window is happily on, and it's looking like there's going to be good weather from the 18th of May, and that will hopefully stretch through to the 24th. This isn't confirmed yet, and it was from a predicted weather window from synoptic charts, which dictate the weather and the patterns and what the weather is likely to do. But at the moment, we're headed back to base camp with all likelihood of having a rest day tomorrow, and then on Monday, heading up straight to Camp 2, and then having a rest day at Camp 2. Then the next day, heading straight to Camp 3, then Camp 4, and then hopefully, depending on the situation, we could either go have another rest day at Camp 4, basically if the mountain is very busy, because all these climbers, all 300 or 400 so, have now seen the weather window, so they might want to go straight up, or if their logistics isn't as quick as ours, the mountain will hopefully, the plan hopefully be very quiet. So if Camp 4, we'll rest for the day and then go straight to the summit. And this will be probably around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. We'd leave from Camp 4 and then hopefully plan will be to reach the summit around about between 7 and 9 in the morning. So it's around about an 11, 12 hour day just to get to the summit. And then obviously, got to get back down. Something is only halfway. So this is the plan at the moment. In the next sort of week or so, we'll be standing on top of the bus. But at the moment, we're just going to take it day by day, step by step, and get back to base camp. So, on another hour, and then hopefully get some lunch at base camp, and get all my kit ready now for the summit. From the push, which is quite an interesting time. We've been waiting for this for quite a long time now. Personally, it's taken 2 years at least to get to this point. So it's an amazing feeling. But as I say, we're just going to take it step by step. And I'll keep you all posted on the weather, which is very changeable. At the moment, it's pretty cloudy, pretty windy. So hopefully that wind will go down from the 17th and then give us a good sort of time to progress to the summit. And basically we're looking for the wind, really. That's the main issue at the moment. And on summit day, the wind really needs to be less than 30 knots, which, because of half the pressure on Everest, would translate to about 15 knots on the summit. And this is just about doable. Ideally it would be a bit lower. And that's probably about 12 miles an hour. So miles an hour, still quite strong wind to fight against, but it's a realistic target. So hopefully we've just got to keep some these winds, and also the snows and all the other effects of weather that they have on the summer day. And hopefully, all being well, we'll get a good weather window in the next 7 days or so. So hopefully starting the push on Monday, but I will keep you all posted. Thank you all for donating to my Global Angels Justine page. Yeah, all the support really does make a difference and makes it so much easier on the mountain, just knowing that people have donated to such a good cause. Also, thank you everyone for writing on my Facebook for my birthday. I haven't been able to reply to any messages. The internet here is really slow and I haven't even been able to send any photos back. But I'm going to hopefully try and do this when I get back to base camp. So for now, that's it. And I will keep you all up to date in the next few days of progression with the weather and our situation on the mountain. Until then, this is Matthew out in Gorek Shep this time.